Roto Grinders presents your first word in daily fantasy sports. Let's go! The Morning Grind. Stevie, TPFL, and company are here to jumpstart your analysis on today's DFS slate. Let's go! Without further ado, here's your host, Stephen Young.
Hey everyone, welcome to the Roto Grinders Morning Grind podcast. I'm your host, Stevie TPFL. It's Friday, July 28th, 2017, and we have 15 baseball games to talk about here on this Friday. A lot of money out there in the industry on this Friday, and I'm glad to have the money man, the Siege. How you doing, buddy?
Oh, hanging in there, my friend. Man, nice light slate tonight, Friday. With this slate, I'm not a fan. So I decided to just go to a baseball game. So it's gonna be a nice day, not having to stress out too much about DFS.
There's a good chance that I'm watching a lot of golf tomorrow. Trying to get the NASCAR prep ready. Like,
don't troll me about golf, please.
We don't have to talk about it. Let's just, you know.
One mistake. I just added. You know how you add the one last guy to your player pool?
And he's that guy.
Yeah, he was the guy. I knew when I clicked on. I was like, this guy's been treating me too well lately. I should just skip him.
Yeah, for sure. I did want to mention something really quick. I know there's some NASCAR people that listen to the podcast. There isn't some NASCAR people that listen to the podcast on the main page, or you could just even click NASCAR on the main page here at Roto Grinders. I did the weekly preview this week with Ray Smith from NASCAR, and it's free this week. It's something that's usually behind the paywall. It was one of my favorite things to do. It was, it was a very, very interesting, very, very interesting, show. And, he had some really good insights. So make sure you guys are checking that out. Also, if you haven't checked out our sponsor, make sure you check them out, playdraft.com. You just did a best ball show, didn't you? You were on the best ball show.
I was on the best ball show. Man, there were some bad teams on that show. If you want to see what not to do, I would check that show out. There were some bad, bad, bad teams on that show. Someone took 8 running backs. Someone took 1 tight end and 2 quarterbacks with the same bye. One guy took a guy who was out for the year with an ACL injury. There was a whole lot of what not to do. And the best part was none of it was me. So that's even better.
I've done so many best balls that I gotta like give myself a couple weeks now where I don't have that constant reminder, hey, it's your pick. Like I'm finishing up now. I think I have like 5 or 6 going.
Just turn off your notifications.
No, I need to take a week or two, and I'm afraid that I've probably done like 60, 70 best ball drafts, and
you've done more than me.
I don't want to like fall in love with the same guys in 60, 70, 80, 90, 100 drafts. So I'm going to give myself a week or two and, get back on the grind here. I got a vacation coming up too, so I don't want to be going off during vacation.
That makes sense for sure. Yeah, no, I was going to take a couple weeks off, and then Andrew Luck has just been free falling lately. So I've just been hopping back in there and just taking all sorts of Andrew Luck lately.
All right, well, let's get down to some baseball. It's, the morning grind, so it's baseball time.
Yay.
So go from talking football to baseball. I know that you're so excited about that.
My head has been in football now for 2 weeks, and my baseball results kind of show that, to be honest. All-star break happened, man, and it's just been like, and you can take your winnings and just take a straight line down.
Yeah, I've had some really good teams in baseball over the last couple of days, and it's just been one or two guys off, and those are the worst weeks. But, you keep grinding, and we start with Tampa at New York, Austin Pruitt against Tanaka. 9.5 total here at Tanaka, 170 favorites. Austin Pruitt, getting a start here. We've seen him at a very limited sample size this season, 31 innings in the bigs, 24 innings in AAA. The AAA strikeout numbers have been fantastic this season. 35% strikeout rate in the minors this year with an 18.5% swing and strike rate. Any interest here in Austin Pruitt?
Hell no. I love the Yankee stack.
All right. You like Tanaka?
I wish you would throw to Austin Romine once in a while. the Yankees pitching staff numbers are just so dramatic when Romine's behind the plate, but he has just not drawn Romine in a while. I don't know. I don't hate the idea of Tanaka. I just don't know if I'm going to go there. It depends if Duda's in that lineup. If Duda's in that lineup, I just don't think I can go there. Like, that's one too many lefty power bats for me probably at that point.
I thought that was a very, very interesting trade.
Yeah, it looks like they're actually going to throw Dickerson in the outfield a little bit then.
Yeah, you know, I was kind of thinking the same thing because, like, Dickerson is hitting so well as a DH. It just – I don't know.
I mean, they could throw Lomo in right, but I don't know if they really want to do that.
Yeah, I just – man, they risk the risk of getting Dickerson hurt in the outfield, and it's just like, man, the guy's just been mashing.
Lomo in left, is that viable in Tampa? That might be viable.
Yeah, I guess they could do that, but – I don't know. It's definitely interesting. All right, let's talk some bats. Like, I agree with you. I think Tanaka is kind of like a borderline play. I don't think he's the worst play on the slate. But I don't know what I want to do with Tanaka.
Rousey endorsement, by the way. Oh, he's not the worst play on the slate.
There's some really bad pitchers on the slate.
There are some bad pitchers on the slate. That's a true story.
Yeah. So, like, a minus 170 against Tampa, who strikes out a bunch. Like, I wouldn't be shocked if I end up on some Tanaka by the end of the day.
Yeah, I think he's going to firmly make the list. I just don't know if I'm going to actually roster the guy because it just – I don't know. I'm not a huge Tanaka guy.
Neither one of us are. That's why it's tough for us to, like him here.
I feel like we're trying to be neutral in this position because we're just – like, we're so anti-Tanaka and just it's hard for us to kind of refocus and be like, all right, he's not terrible.
Well, I feel like neutral is a good spot for him. You know, he can get hit by righties and – you know, the one thing that kind of stands out to me, too, is Dickerson profiles so well against Tanaka. I really like C-Dick here. This is a guy that, you know, he's been really hot or cold lately, and I just feel like this is a great spot for him here in Yankee Stadium. He's probably one of my favorite plays on the slate at 4K on DraftKings today.
I don't know if I'm that much in love with him. Why do you like him so much?
Batted ball profile. Let me pull up BVP. I bet you he has BVP against Tanaka, too.
Okay.
Oh, it's right here at the top. 8 for 18, 2 doubles, 3 home runs, 444 average, 1.5 OPS.
Wow.
Yeah, okay. Solid numbers. Solid numbers.
Sometimes I wonder if you actually, like, just look at the batted ball profile or you look at the BVP first and then find the batted ball profile.
No, this time it was actually batted ball profile.
Oh, I mean, I'm the worst. I'll look at BVP all the time and then find the batted profile. So, like, I'm making fun of myself just as much as you. You look at BVP and you're like, oh, is this legitimate? And then you go look at batted ball profile and you're like, oh, shit, yes, he is.
Yeah, now I'm looking at BVP for everybody. But you open the page and you're like, scroll down. And
you start scrolling down. Dickerson, I guess I don't hate that play. He's a guy that was in the 4.7, 4.8 range. So he's a guy I'm probably going to add in my list.
Yeah, like I was looking at the slate earlier, and it was just like, all right, which lefties can I play against Tanaka and Yankee Stadium, you know, with this ballpark upgrade, and Dickerson was the one guy.
I would play Duda, too, but for what it's worth, like if he cracks that lineup.
I'd be shocked if he doesn't crack the lineup.
Well, they were in San Diego, so I just don't know if he's going to get there.
I guess that's true. You said you like the Yankee stack here. You want to talk about that for a second?
Yeah, Pruitt's terrible. And the Tampa bullpen is not much better behind it when you get to those long arms. Short porch and right. Yankees offense has been kind of quiet. I know they kind of had that explosion today on the day slate, but it wasn't all that convincing. It was all kind of laid off the bullpen. I don't think people are going to go back there in huge numbers today, and I don't mind it. They're a little overpriced, which I think might scare people away. You know, like when Brett Gardner's 4,600, I don't think people are just be like running to the stack, but I think it has tournament appeal. You know, I mean, it's priced through the nose, just everywhere. So I think it's going to kind of be a price play that lowers the ownership. And for that reason, I'll have some interest.
Well, you just look up and down this lineup. Gardner, Frazier, Judge, Sanchez, Holiday, Didi, all over 200 ISOs against right-handed pitching this season. So, like, there's not a weak spot.
And the prices are just outrageous. Like, Didi's 47. Like, that's how outrageous we're talking.
Yeah, well, we say it's outrageous, but you and I are huge Didi fans. This guy's good.
I mean, yeah, but no one's going to play him as a one-off at that price. So, like, that's the best part.
Yeah, man, his numbers are insane this year. The guy's just hitting the ball really well.
All right, I think we can move on. I think we covered it.
Yeah, we are moving on to Atlanta at Philadelphia. Julio Teheran against Jeremy Hellickson. 9 total here. Teheran only a -112 favorite against the Phillies here.
This game's going to rain out, which sucks because Nick Williams is like the best play on planet Earth today.
Freeman, Adams. Like, there's so many good hitters in this game.
Yeah, I just, but can we talk about Nick Williams against a guy who can't get lefties out in a hitting park, please?
Yeah, Nick Williams, the only bat in this lineup over a 200 ISO against right-handed pitching this season.
Freddie Galvis has been steadily improving. He had a really bad April, but he's been consistent ever since then. He's been good, man. Like, people can make fun of me for Freddie Galvis all they want. He's quietly pulling, the numbers are quietly getting better. Over 250 batting average, his OPS is over 700, which doesn't sound like a whole lot, but it was in the tank that first month. You know, he's been quietly putting up decent games every time out. You know, sometimes it's nothing special, but he's starting to run a little bit here too. So I don't hate it. Batting second. And he's 3,400 again. But again, I don't think this game's going to play, so I don't think it really matters.
Yeah, this game and the next game definitely have weather concerns, both over 50% throughout the whole game. So we'll talk about that in a second. I mentioned if this game does play, I like Adams, I like Freeman, Inciarte, these left-handed bats against Hellickson here who, you know, I think I could hit off Hellickson because he can't strike anybody out.
Oh, look, Freddie Galvis says BVP. What a shocker.
Does he?
Yeah, he actually does. 8-for-21.
All right, that's solid.
That's, you know, the number one BVP play of the day on the Phillies. So, all kidding aside, I do love Freddie in the spot. I do like Matt Adams. I like Inciarte as well, especially if you get rough behind the plate, you can run on him. So, but you just kind of got to see what the weather is in this spot. But I think it's kind of a decent spot for one-offs. I don't know if I like either stack. Like, I just don't think any team's deep enough for stacking.
No, I think I agree with you. And like, the guys you want, like, Adams hits sixth, Freeman hits third, Inciarte hits first. Like, that's spread out, you know, outside of Galvis and Williams, like, and they hit together, which makes them a good little two-man, you know, second and third in that lineup.
Yeah, but, you know, it's just one of those situations where I don't think I would do much more than that.
We move on to Colorado at Washington, 9.5 total. There's just no way this game plays either.
If it does, you play Bryce Harper and you play Blackman. Is there anything else?
Hold on. I gotta make Nicole Valencia happy. Herman Marquez.
Herman Marquez.
That's how she told me to say his name. Yeah.
No, I'm just trying to learn it, Stevie. I'm not making fun of you. I'm trying to learn it because I've said it wrong on every show. And she does all this great tech work, and she has like one request, and I can't even honor it. It's really terrible.
We can't mess with her Rockies.
Hey, you know what? She keeps making great rotor grinders tools. I'll shut up and get those pronunciations right.
She's awesome too, man. Like Nicole a lot. Like you said, Blackman, Harper.
Daniel Murphy. And we move on.
The only other – really quick, I just want to see what Stephen Drew's price is. He's been hitting second. Like, he's 3,300 at shortstop, third base. I wouldn't put him at third base, but 3,300 is cheap.
If you play Stephen Drew at third base, you let me know.
Yeah, send me games, and I don't play head-to-head.
Yeah, exactly.
Los Angeles at Toronto, Parker Breadwell against Jay Happ. I actually kind of like Jay Happ here. We know we look at the Angels up and down, and they're just not a really good team against left-handed pitching. Happ is competent, and competent is good on this slate. Like, it's just the slate just doesn't offer a lot as far as pitchers go.
It's Bridwell throw a slider. Let us look. does not.
Oh, he's in trouble.
I mean, I rostered Blackburn the other night.
I talked about that guy, too. I said, don't stack Toronto.
I played Blackburn at 0.5%, man. He came through. 22 DK points.
Heck yeah.
If you have a slider against Toronto and you throw it, you're just live. Like, it doesn't really matter how terrible you are.
He threw it
a ton. Yeah, it was like 33% or something.
Yeah, it was high. Yeah. It was like, man.
3.2K per nine. And I still was just like, all right, let's do this.
You're so bad against sliders.
It's so bad. It's great. But in this spot, I think Toronto's in play. But I just don't see myself rostering Happ here. Like, I'm going to go to war with someone else first. Like, I understand if you want it to be Happ. I just think I'm going to attack one of these higher upside guys. Yeah, they all have lower floors, that's for sure. No denying that. But I'm definitely going to probably go to war with one of them.
Can I ask you, have you seen Happ's price on DraftKings?
Yeah, it's 6,800. I just – I don't want to play 20% half.
Well, hold on. I don't have this guy as my starter. Okay, he's starting Saturday. It makes sense. Yeah, like the price is the thing that's interesting to me and just how bad they are against lefties. Like, that's why I'm interested. You have to get around CJ Crone and Mike Trout.
The thing is that, like, there's no, like, the only pivot in this price point within $1,000 each way is Tanaka at 78, which seems really low for Tanaka, by the way.
I didn't realize Tanaka was 78.
I didn't either. I just assumed he was in the nines, and I was overlooking him until I saw
God, I hate playing Tanaka, but I'm going to end up with
– Chalk Tanaka is – Yeah, but, like, there's just no pivots in this price point, in this price range. So it's just, like, if you're going there, like, that is just what you're going to be stuck with.
Angels, bats, anything?
Angels, bats, anything. Mike Trout versus a lefty?
Martin Maldonado against a lefty?
I don't think Martin Maldonado has ever been followed by Mike Trout in a sentence, but sure.
Yeah, well, you know, everybody needs love every once in a while. It's like fat girls need loves too. Blue Jays, what movie is that from? Summer Catch Baseball. Toronto Blue Jays bats, stack them up.
Yeah, I think it's a stack or a fade. I can't imagine just playing one of these guys as a one-off.
The only one that I've been playing as a one-off has been Morales. He's been he's so cheap. He's not as cheap as he was.
Pierce is still free.
Yeah, but we like him more against lefties.
I know, but he's been kind of heating up lately. I don't think I would play him outside of a stack, but I think my stacks would include him.
There you go. We move on to Cincinnati at Miami. Sal Romano against Vance Worley, 9.5 total. Those two guys are big league pitchers. They are pitching against each other, and I'm not playing either one.
Stevie coming in with the real hot take there.
Massive hot takes here. That's what the Morning Grind listeners want. They want the massive hot takes. I bring them every day. That's so not true. Sal Romano, you know, we've seen 18 innings in the bigs this season. We've seen 49 innings in the minors. We've seen no strikeout upside whatsoever. Just not playing him against a hot Miami Marlins team.
Again, Stevie coming with the massive hot takes.
Any Cincinnati bats you want against this guy we call Vance Worley, who is still a big league pitcher?
All of them, whoever plays. Scheffler is a one-off, probably the favorite target.
Scheffler!
Scheffler is the one-off, is by the primary target, but I don't hate the stack.
I kind of like Scooter, too, as a one-off. Really high price tag. Nobody's going to play him there at that price tag. Like, he's the guy
I love Scooter, but there's no chance of paying that price tag.
Yeah, exactly. That's what everybody's going to say.
That's fine, and everyone is right.
Everybody probably is right. Yelich has been smoking, man. This guy's hot right now. We love playing hot streak hitters, and this is the guy that I'm looking at in this spot.
I don't think I'm playing Miami if it's not a stack. Like, it's been chalked two nights in a row. It's gone – or two of the three last nights. The one night it wasn't, it went off. It was massively on tonight. I think it will go right back to it tomorrow. Bullpen got a lot of usage today. I don't see myself playing Miami outside of a stack.
Fair enough. Kansas City at Boston. Jason Vargas, David Price, 9 total. Hey, we got a reputable name here, David Price.
Have you been hearing these rumblings about, like, that Price Eckersley thing is still going on?
No.
God, I was listening to the game today, or the other day, when Sale was pitching. He's throwing this gem, and they're all talking about, like, well, David Price has to start Friday in Boston. And I was just like, they made it sound like this thing was still going on. And if his head's not right, we know he's kind of a fragile guy. I have interest in Kansas City here. Like, the reason we don't attack this team is power upside, but they're playing one of the best hitter-friendly parks. They're getting a massive park upgrade. Red Sox bullpen is bad. Like, if Price gets shelled, the upside here is endless.
And, like, the downside, like, so there's not a lot of upside for Price here. You know, we got a 17% strikeout rate from Kansas City's projected started lineup. Like, Salvador Perez has some BVP against Price. These guys have some really solid ISOs and WOBAs. You know, you get them outside of Kansas City. I'm kind of liking where you're going with this Kansas City thought on a day that David Price might actually be pretty popular.
I hope he's popular. I just just feels like a really sneaky spot, you know? Like, the Red Sox bullpen is bad. Like, we look at bad bullpens. Like, that team is just right there on the top of my list. It's just, like, yeah, the guy, like, Kimbrel's good, and, like, the 8-9 guys are good. But, like, if your stack is going off, you're not getting those guys. You're getting the Brandon Workmans, you know? The guys who are just not good. And, like, that's how you keep your stack going. Like, you know how the Marlins scored 22? They got to face the freaking Texas bullpen a lot of innings. Like, that's what you want.
It's never a bad thing, getting that Texas bullpen for five innings.
Here are the members of the Red Sox bullpen right now. Fernando Abad, Matt Barnes, Blaine Boyer, Doug Fister, Heath Hembree, Craig Kimbrel, and Brandon Workman. I mean, we know them all because we're Boston fans. I guarantee you people knew two of those names, max, before I just listed them off.
Yeah, Fister and Kimbrel.
Yeah, and you knew Fister because he's terrible.
Terrible, as Charles Barkley would say. It's just you're looking at the high dollar pitchers, and you got Wood, Keuchel, Price. We're not playing Keuchel coming back from injury in his first start. Oh, I'm not. It's just like, man, I've done full circle on Wood, so we'll talk about him. But I just don't like this spot for David Price. I could understand why people would play it, but I just don't see the upside.
No, I could just see this going horribly wrong.
And I'm definitely not playing Vargas. Boston, one of the best strikeout rates, or, you know, they just don't strike out against left-handed pitching.
Nope.
You know, the Royals, I think you could potentially stack them. Is there any kind of one-offs that you would play here?
Salvador Perez, like I do every day.
I don't even know why I asked. Like, I could just start the sentence by saying, outside of Salvador Perez, is there any one-offs that you like?
I mean, he's day-to-day. I guess we do have to keep an eye on that, but I think he'll DH.
Yeah. And then on the Red Sox side, kind of like Mookie here. I'm guessing he's probably really priced up, though.
No, actually, he's not.
How is he?
4,600? He's priced the same as Gregor Blanco and Marlon Gonzalez and Brett Gardner. I think that's probably a spot to buy low.
Yeah. Man,
and honestly, he's just like out of. It's not like the rest of the guys below him, I think, are that much better either. He's just like mispriced.
If you can stomach taking our first base spot with Hanley Ramirez, like, he's been really good against lefties this season.
Yeah, I'll let friend of the podcast Eric Crane tell me what to do. That guy's gotten Hanley right every time.
Oh, really?
He tells him to play Hanley in these random spots. He just homers immediately.
Like, you would never guess that he has a 260 ISO against lefties this season.
Yeah.
Like, that's super solid. And then my favorite lefty-lefty matchup in baseball is Jackie Bradley Jr. against lefties.
You know who's sneaky? Eduardo Nunez, 3,700.
I think he cracks the lineup.
God. Of course he's going to crack the lineup.
We're not going to call up Devers. Oh, we call up Devers. Oh, we're going to go out and get Nunez.
I think Nunez is going to play a super utility role. Like, I still think Devers is going to play like five times a week. I think we're okay.
See his first home run?
Oh, it was a show. Like, his first two games were impressive. Like, he took two walks in his MLB debut.
That's really hard to do in your debut.
That's so hard to do. Like, you're so wound up and ready to go when you take two walks. And then next game, you go 2-for-4 with a bomb, the deep center. Like, God, not today, but this kid's still too priced. Like, I hope he's priced this cheap on Saturday because I will play him again.
Oh, man. All right, let's move on. Houston at Detroit, Dallas Keuchel, Jordan Zimmermann, 9.5 total. Keuchel's a big favorite here at 170. I pulled up the weather. We're going to get some massive wind blowing out to right center in this game. Like, it's Keuchel's first start back. He has an elite ground ball rate this season. I can't trust him.
Does he throw a two-seam fastball?
Oh, he only threw 62 pitches in his rehab outing, by the way.
Using our good old friends at AddMoreFunds.com, he throws exclusively two-seam fastballs. Fade!
Yeah, pass.
Literally against lefties, he throws 73% two-seamers. Against righties, he throws 44%. Oh, fade and Tiger stack. Welcome to the list.
I'm fading more of just because the pitch count is probably going to be there.
Wind blowing out to right. Tigers offense against a team that throws a ton of two-seamers. Bullpen that's been kind of shaky. Can we say kind of shaky lately? Is that a fair statement? You know, yeah. Like
the thing is, like, Houston might be one of the best stacks on the day.
I'm not touching Houston. There's no way.
You're gonna have
I just can't do it. I can't do it. Like, they're overpriced and the lineup is so weak.
Isn't Springer expected to be back in this game?
Maybe.
I'm pretty sure he's supposed to be back. They said he was available Wednesday.
But what happens if he like tweaks it in the first inning?
Yeah.
And it's still without Correa.
Yeah, but you get Derek Fisher. Don't mess with a boy.
I think it's going to be very popular. I think I'd rather take Detroit first. Like, we know Detroit mashes two-seamers. We know the guy's coming off the DL. He only threw 62 pitches. Did he even throw – like, was he actually good? Or we have, like, an Aaron Sanchez type situation.
I just read the pitch count. I don't know how he pitched.
I was going to try not to use the mouse this entire podcast too. All right. That's going to fail.
Yeah, I don't see it. You know, you look at Jordan Zimmermann. God, he's just so bad. No strikeout upside, high hard contact rate, gives up a lot of home runs. Like, I like the Houston stack. I like him more than you do here, for sure.
Yeah, I just don't. Let's see. That's one earned run and three hits over five innings at single A level in his second. He threw his second rehab start was in single A?
Yep.
He gave up an earned run? That's not good.
I think, like, those type of rehab starts, you're just working your mechanics.
Yeah, but what if they're not right? We did this with Aaron Sanchez. I love Detroit. I'm talking myself into a lot of Detroit. Like, the wind's blowing out. Like, it's Dallas Keuchel's a -173 against Jordan Zimmermann. It's a little fishy. I'm going to definitely be looking at the Tigers hard in this spot.
Jordan Zimmermann has a 42% fly ball rate and a 39% hard contact rate and a 1.88 home run per nine this season.
Okay, what's his lefty-righty split?
Massive. There's just no split. Like, righties this season.
No split?
No, righties this season, 36% hard contact, 364 wOBA, 42% fly ball rate.
What about the last 2 months, though? Like, what about since he found that slider? Like, that's the question I would ask.
Yeah. I guess I could use the splits tool and see, but.
I mean, because, like, he was awful those first 2 months. Like, that could be very much inflating the stats.
All right. So, just looking at since the start of June, he's only had one multi-home run game where the first 10 games of the season, he had six.
That's what I'm saying. Once he found that slider, it was the Boston start. Like, you can find it. You can, like, point to it on a finger. Like, he came in after the game and was like, yeah, I found it in the White Sox stack and I kept it in this start. And I was just like, and he's been good since. Like I mean, good in Jordan Zimmermann terms.
Yeah, he's allowed five more earned runs in three of his last five games, though.
Yeah, but you're talking about a very popular stack in a huge ballpark. Like, I get it. I'm not saying, like, it's wrong. I just, if I'm paying $4,700 for Josh Reddick, like, let me just pay $4,900 for Brett Gardner first.
It's definitely fair. Ready to move on?
Yeah.
Baltimore, Texas, Chris Tillman, Andrew Kashner, 11 total. I don't even have to look, but I'm sure it's going to be hot in Texas.
I'm sure it's going to be.
Yep, 101 at the beginning of this game. Like, are we just stacking teams against Texas now, you know, in these hot days just because, like, we're getting to that bullpen?
The problem is Andrew Kashner is a guy who – Houdini. He Houdinis us every time. It's because he's top three pitchers in called strikes on pitches out 1 inch outside the plate. Like, he's top three. The list is, like, Pelfrey, Kashner – it's every Houdini act, like, in a list. Isn't he a splits guy, too?
Yeah, he's a massive ground ball rate guy to righties.
They're going to have at least seven, if not eight, depending on if Chris Davis can go.
He's only allowed two home runs in 50 innings to right-handed bats this season.
Two home runs in 50 innings?
To right-handed bats, yep.
I mean, there's going to be at least seven in this lineup.
Dude, he's only allowed seven home runs this season in 94 innings.
Who's Houdini?
Andrew Cashner's not this good, but you kind of
Yeah, because he gets the corners, and this Baltimore team isn't exactly the world's definition of patient.
You just kind of have to respect the ground ball rate and not giving up home runs to righties. And, you know, if you get Chris Davis in this lineup, you play him as a one-off and call it a day.
Yeah. The question is, what do I do with Texas against Tillman? Like, that's the one I don't know. I just
– Tillman's been so bad this season.
I know.
Like,
it's hot, but I just don't like the way the lineup's constructed. It's just like – I feel like there's two good hitters, and then there's one terrible hitter. Two good hitters, one terrible hitter. It just makes it hard to stack.
Yeah, I feel like one of the best upside plays bats ninth in this lineup every day. It drives me insane.
Yeah. You can't even wrap it either. It's just like...
Not because...
I mean, like, when the argument is, I don't know how to stack it as opposed to this team's in a bad spot, they're probably a good stack, but...
Oh, they're definitely in play, right? We're not saying they're not in play. Tillman gives up a bunch of home runs. He sucks.
To be hot,
he sucks. Like, Texas stack, they have the highest implied team total on the slate. Like, they're in play. It's just stacking them is the hard part. I kind of like Belcher. I think he's a sneaky play here. Chris Tillman, a guy that's really struggled with right-handed power bats this season. He's getting close, isn't he, to the number 3,000?
Yeah, it's four hits away. Or he was. They didn't play tonight, right? So four hits
away. No, they didn't play tonight, so.
Yeah. We have to see if he gets suspended, Stevie. He might get suspended because he moved the on.
That was the best thing ever. I don't even care. That was the best thing ever.
I was dying.
Yeah, just like nobody warms up in the on deck. You go to baseball games, you don't ever see people.
I mean, he's been doing this forever. Like, is he a little too far away? Sure. But like now people care. Like, Pedro's like, don't get me wrong. Like, he's probably going to get hit one of these days and it's really dangerous. But he's been doing this for gazillion years, and now they're giving a crap about it.
Like, if I'm Texas management in that situation, and you like, Beltre probably should have been ejected for moving the thing. Like, I get that, but like, if I'm the Texas organization, I'm selling tickets right now because Beltre is closing in on 3,000.
It was a 12-run game. Yeah, the only reason they were there was to see him bat again.
Exactly. Like, I'm selling beer and stuff because this, like, happens. And, like, right when he gets ejected, the stands, like, you know, it's just like.
We're out.
Yeah, I would have been pissed. Like, it's a 12-run game. Do you really need him in the on-deck circle?
Yeah, I hear you. Like, I guess the argument is if there's ever a time to tell him, like, to get back in the circle, it's when game's not in doubt. But you got to know the situation there.
Got to know the situation. We move on. Chicago, Milwaukee, Jose Quintana against Brent Sutter, nine total here. Any interest in Quintana?
I think Quintana is the chalk on this slate. I think we're going to find out tomorrow that he's the guy that people are paying off for.
Please let that happen.
I think he's got upside in tournaments for sure. I just am not a Quintana guy. But this is a guy. This is a play that you either have to go in or out on. Like, because the upside is seven innings and 12 Ks, and the downside is minus 12. Like, that is the Jose Quintana experience. And in this situation, you can get either outcome. So you just got to kind of make a decision one way or another and go with it.
Yeah, it also depends on the lineup you see for Milwaukee. If Pena's in there, if Agler's in there.
They're going to be in there. They got blown out today. So it's going to be this. They're going to roll. You know, they got their butt kicked. You know, like when you get embarrassed like that, you have to wonder the next day if you come out and just play a little better.
I certainly would think so. And then
also kind of helps Texas too. Didn't think about that either. Well, they just got embarrassed as well. But like, five home runs in an inning is just unacceptable.
Brent Sutter has actually been really good this season. People just haven't realized, like, he's allowed one home run in 28 innings to righties this season. He has really good ground ball stuff. He has a 0% soft to hard contact ratio. Only a 22% hard contact ratio against righties this season. Like, he's a lot better than people want to give him credit for.
It's not like he's had these. I mean, he's had a couple cupcake matches, but he's had some decent ones too. Like, I don't know. I certainly wouldn't stack the Cubs here. I don't know if I'm going to need Brent Sutter though.
No, I'm not playing him. It is more on the fact like I'm just not stacking the Cubs. I say that in one inning.
I'm not stacking the Cubs next.
Brewer.
There's a lot of places you can get burned tonight. A lot of places you can get burned, but you can't play them all.
I think this is a kind of a game I'm just going to kind of stay away.
Yep, I couldn't agree more.
Cleveland, Chicago, Danny Salazar against Derek Holland. You want to talk about chalk? Here it is. Salazar against the White Sox has to be the chalk today.
What?
There's no way he's not chalk. He's minus like 240. And Holland's pitching, like, he's probably one of the safest guys to get a win on the slate.
Man. I know the White Sox are bad, but Salazar is your definition of inconsistent and can get hurt at any time. Can walk a ton of guys. Like, yeah, he pitched well against Toronto, but doesn't Danny Salazar throw a slider? Sure does.
The thing though, it was like I haven't played him in a while, and it's just like, was he like, was the strikeouts being hindered by the injury, and then he came out against Toronto and had 8 strikeouts? Like, that's a good sign.
Or Toronto just is terrible against anyone who has a slider, even if they only throw it 10 to 12%, and it's just a blip on the radar. He's gonna go back to being inconsistent.
And
walking the whole world. It's the zero walks are just never going to – like, the zero walks is not a thing. That's not a thing with Danny Salazar. It's not.
And he only threw 86 pitches in that game.
I just – you know, like, he's faced the White Sox twice this year, and he's 0-2 with 6 earned runs and 11 innings. Just – I don't know. I don't think I'll play Salazar here. I'd rather play Robbie Ray, who we'll get to in the next game.
You definitely don't want Derek Holland, right?
Hell no.
Cleveland bats, anything standing out to you here?
I think I'd get kicked off the podcast if I didn't mention Edwin.
I was recording the podcast Tuesday night with Derek, and like, Edwin hit that grand slam, and I got so many tweets that you were included in, and I was dying recording the podcast with him.
Extra innings, 11th inning. It's exactly how you predicted it, right, Stevie?
He was having a good game before that happened, but like, I was dying. I was like, chalk that one up, baby. I'll take it.
Yeah, absolutely. You'll take home runs no matter how you get them.
But yeah, it's not like he was having a terrible game, but you always need that home run of that first baseman. And when you get in the 11th inning and your night just completely, like, my night tripled winnings wise when that happened.
That's always a good life to live.
Jose Ramirez is another guy that I like. Like, I'm going to get some righty bats against Holland. He stinks against right-handed bats. It's just price and, you know, where I'm going to get him in. It's probably going to be more as one-offs here.
Yeah, 5. I don't really have a complaint with that.
Yeah, we're going to get a pretty heavy crosswind in this game, so I'm going to have to kind of see what Roth has to say too. And then on the White Sox, is there anything here that you like?
Nope.
Let's move on. Arizona, St. Louis, Robbie Ray, Michael Wacha, 8 total here, and it's kind of a pick 'em.
I love this game for pitchers. I love Ray. I love Wacha. I'll be at this game. I am a huge fan of these pitchers. Ray, I remember he threw had a bad start against the Cardinals last year, but it was just one of those starts where he couldn't find his control. But we all know the Cardinals are vulnerable against left-handed dominating pitchers. So this is a spot where I'm going to attack Ray. He's coming off of a couple, you know, starts with no strikeouts, but I'm just going to chalk that up to just the opposition, and I'm just going to be ready to go here. 9,400, we're getting a bit of a discount here in a good park with the wind blowing in, and it being pretty cool here in St. Louis. I'm going to go ahead and attack Robbie Ray here.
Words that we have never said on the podcast. I love Michael Wacha.
I refuse to say them.
I know, and you said them already. So
that's did I really say that? I said I love pitching from this game. I did not say I love Michael Wacha.
No, you can go back and listen. You said, I love Michael Wacha. I love Robbie Ray.
Oh, shoot. That's a Freudian slip if I ever heard one.
Oh.
I do like them, though, in this spot. Like, Arizona on the road, we know they're not the same offense. And Waka's been showing the strikeouts lately, like, you know, the pitch count's been there too. You know, I kind of just like this spot. Like, he's throwing the ball well. And, you know, the Arizona lineup, like, it looks scary, but there's a lot of strikeouts there.
Yeah, a lot of strikeouts. That, you know, that's the thing. Like, there's a lot of strikeouts in this lineup. So I'm never a fan of playing Waka, but I definitely have interest. I have more interest in Ray. Like you mentioned, like we're going to get a right-handed heavy lineup here, and the guy has a 29% strikeout rate against righties this season. So, like, the strikeout upside's there. There's always downside. There's always that, you know, game where Robbie Ray can get hit up or just walk people. Like, you know that playing Robbie Ray, but I love the upside here.
Yep.
I can't think of a bat that I would want to play in this game.
I really can't either. I will have one because I'm going, but it's going to probably be $4 or $8 down the drain.
Yeah, Paul DeJong, man, that guy's just mashing the baseball.
He's a really good hitter.
Like, what, 5 home runs over the last 10 games or something like that is what I read earlier?
Yeah, 14 home runs in the season, and he got called up like in like mid-May or late June or early June.
Could potentially win the Rookie of the Year if he keeps this up.
I think Bellinger would have something to say about that.
Oh, duh. Why, duh. Like, you just you don't even think that Bellinger's a rookie. It's just how well he's been just crushing. Duh. Oh, Minnesota at Oakland. Jaime Garcia against Daniel Gossett. 9 total here. Jaime making his first start with Minnesota.
Thanks for letting everyone forget about I Love Waka, by the way. Neither pitcher of this game.
Don't play the pitchers in this game. Is there anything on like the bats? This game just kind of stinks. This game's in Oakland. There's just not a lot in this game. Davis with a K.
I don't even like him against lefties. Like, I honestly like him really just staying away.
Yeah. Yeah.
Mets at Seattle.
Yeah, we don't like writing off games, but we're writing this one off.
If this game beats me, so be it. I'm moving on. Bye, my man.
Yeah, if there's a game in Oakland with 2 mediocre pitchers and 2 mediocre lineups that scores,
you know, where it's 64 degrees and I lose, so be it.
Rafael Montero, Ariel Miranda, 9 total. I don't like the pitchers in this game either.
No, I kind of think the Seattle stack is really sneaky.
All right, we'll talk about that in just a second. Mets, anybody from the Mets?
If Cespedes cracks the lineup as a DH, I would like him against Miranda.
Wilmer Flores, too. The right-handed power bats.
Yeah.
All right, talk about this Seattle sneaky stack, because I kind of like the idea of what you're going to go here.
Yeah, Montero's a guy, you know, that kind of can get lit up here, and there's a bunch of good left-handed bats in this lineup, Gamble, Cano, Seager, and the righties are pretty talented as well, with Cruz, Segura, Haniger, and then, of course, we know the Mets bullpen can get beat up, and they had to throw a bunch of innings tonight. Of that kid from Double A who was 35% chalk. Oh, yeah. One of the worst plays probably in my DFS career. But we're going to move on from that. The bullpen's tired. So, you know, if Montero gets shelled, either going to leave him in there or they're going to get a tired bullpen for a lot of innings.
Yeah. You kind of nailed it. And I don't really technically see them, like, leaving him in there either because, like, yeah, he was a guy that started the season out of the bullpen, so he's not, like, extremely stretched out. So, like, I don't know. I kind of like the idea of stacking Seattle here. Hate the ballpark, but I like the idea.
Yeah.
I think I would probably end up doing it on the late slate, but I think that it's in play.
Yeah, I just think there's enough power upside with that team.
Well, there's a ton of power upside. You know, we get Cano, Cruz, Seager. You know, you could throw in Gamble, and
it is a nice pivot off the Dodgers. But they have the same team total as the Dodgers, and one team will be very highly owned, and the other will not.
Giants at Dodgers. Matt Moore, Alex Wood, 8 total. When's the last time you saw an implied team total under 3?
Kershaw was on the mound.
Well, Alex Wood is getting the Kershaw treatment because the Giants have a 2.87 implied team total here.
The Giants are just awful at baseball.
Alex Wood is minus 270. Alex Wood's good at baseball.
Alex Wood's been bet up to minus 300.
Which is probably a fair bet.
God. I mean, Alex Wood is good.
He almost threw a no-hitter against the Dodgers last year.
Yeah, I was going to say, I kind of respect Matt Moore slightly more than Vegas does. Like, he's been respectable, I think, is the word I'm going to use. Let me just check, make sure I'm not going crazy, but I'm pretty sure he's been respectable lately.
He's only given up multi-home runs in 3 games this season. One of those was in Coors, so it's not like he's getting shelled.
Yeah, you know, the strikeouts have quietly come back, 2 and 3 of the 4. Like, that was his problem earlier in the season. He was just striking out nobody. like they're back, and he's just been pitching better lately. I don't. Obviously, the Dodgers can go off against anyone, but I just don't know if I really want to be on Dodger Hill. Of course, I say that, and I look at. It's like I he just was not right, and clearly in these first two games, like 10 innings pitched, 8 hits, only gave up 8 hits, 8 walks. Like, just clearly, this is clearly like the time when I was talking about where like he was just not right and not striking anybody out. Just, oh, I just have a bad feeling about the Dodgers in this spot. I really do.
And the best thing about it on the main slate is you don't have to play the Dodgers today.
I just think people will, though.
Austin Barnes is 4K. I was about to say Austin Barnes, maybe an interesting catcher, you know, cheap play. 4K for Austin Barnes.
Yeah, it's the thing. I just don't know what. I just don't know how I would stack it. I just don't know if there's enough upside here to win a huge slate. It's gonna be too chalky in the late slate. It's kind of just a stay away for me.
Yeah, you're not getting a discount on any of the guys either. Like Bellinger's 5,100. He'd be the guy that I would play in the lefty-lefty matchup, and it's just not here. It's just not here. We didn't talk about Alex Wood. Play Alex Wood.
I think we said San Francisco sucks. I think that made it quite clear.
Yeah, 0 bats that I would want from the Giants here.
I mean, the Dodgers are fine. I'm not paying 4,700 for Taylor or 41 for Turner. I'm not going to be here tonight. It could burn me for sure, but I'm not going to be here.
Hasn't burned us lately. Trust me, I know. I stacked the Dodgers more than anybody else. Pittsburgh at San Diego, Chad Kuhl. I'm seeing okay. So Travis Wood's starting Friday, and Lamet's going to start Saturday in this game is what I'm seeing here. So Travis Wood coming over in the trade, getting the start here, lefty against Pittsburgh. No interest in the pitchers, right?
No.
Yeah, I'm not playing Chad Kuhl against – he has been pitching better, though.
Yeah, Padres have been kind of, like, decent lately, though. I don't know if I really would want to attack them.
Yeah, they're still the Padres, but, yeah, I get what you're saying.
Chad Kuhl, though. Chad Kuhl just never is good. Like, we've made more excuses for this guy than any other player this season. He just never does it. He never does it.
If we had a podcast recap at the end of the year – how many excuses did you make for Chad Kuhl? Too many.
I'm done. I am done making excuses.
All right, let's talk bats in this game. Like, I like Marte and I like Harrison. I like McCutcheon, but I looked up their pricing and they're just not cheap enough.
Yeah, when you said Wood was starting, I was kind of hoping we'd get that kind of, you know, priced against the wrong hand in this pit pricing, but we didn't get that.
We didn't. Like, I was like, man, Lamet, you know, even on the DraftKings page, like.
I know. I thought for sure we were going to get, like, we were going to get maybe McCutcheon at, like, 3-6 or something. But, nope. He's priced up. So, crickets for bats in this game.
Yeah, I don't really see much on San Diego either. Hunter Renfro's mashing the baseball right now, but that's about it.
You're not playing him against Chad Kuhl, though.
I'm not. So, I said there's nothing.
Yep.
All right, I need to set up a play draft and
get the first pick.
Yep. Which I don't think there's a huge advantage today, is there?
Yeah, there is.
All right, well, we'll see how it plays out here.
You're back up to 6.
I am back up to 6.
I need to make a run right here. I need to make an August charge here.
Yeah, you're running out of time.
I got enough time, but I need to start getting some wins in the bank here. I need to go on like a quick 4-game winning streak here and kind of cut this down to 2 and then put the pressure back on you.
There's no pressure when you're winning by like 30 every time.
Well, keep talking. If you ever kept track of Home Run Derby, I'd be destroying you. You just don't keep track of the things that you would get your butt kicked at, which is awesome.
Yeah, I tried to keep track of the Home Run Derby last year. And I did very well for like 2 weeks. And then it was just like, yeah, pass.
Yeah, you went 0 for 20 at home runs. And you're just like, forget it. I don't want to spend my time on
something. Yeah, 0 for 20 was definitely where I started. Did you get the invite?
Yeah, there it is.
All right.
Oh, look at that. I have the first pick, which is stunning. What a stunning turn of events. That's a great way to get this rally started. I took Alex Wood.
I see. I saw it after I said it. you know, I just don't see another pitcher. So you went Alex Wood with the first pick. I just don't see another pitcher that is like really like standing out as a must have today. So I'm going to take, I think Bryce Harper is the number one overall play today. I'm going to take him.
That's good. Take a guy in a rainout game. That's a real smart play. That's good. That's a great way to let me back.
That was dumb.
Woo!
Man, yes. Look at you. You're doing good now.
I should let you take some board.
You too. Shouldn't have said anything. I was about to take Blackman.
Oh, I should have. I, you know what? Like, if I wish I had. I mean, I'm not gonna win that dishonorably. Like, I'll let you make one mistake, but I'm not gonna like let you just like hand me a win. The listeners would not respect that.
I had Blackman clicked.
I mean, the listeners would respect that if I like if you like just took all guys in rainout games. They put an asterisk on that. I'm being honorable. I think the listeners will appreciate that.
I'm hoping it gets canceled before lock so I can switch Harper out.
The way you run, probably.
Yeah. All right, so I went Votto with my second pick. You just went Stanton. And then you went with E5. Damn it, I wanted him on the way back. Oh, I do not like how this draft is going.
Well, you're free-rolling. You could have had two guys with a zero. Like, at least you're, like, not completely dead. If I admit, let's just not say anything, you'd be deader than dead.
All right, well, I'm going to do a last-ditch hope here.
Oh, good God. Oh, you just max leveraged me, you jerk.
So, I took Waka and Ray.
You're such a jerk. Now I have to root against my own damn game. Oh, you damn jerk.
Like, there's just nothing else
I can do. I'm so nice to you. I tell you about this rainout, and then you just stick the knife in my back and just twist it.
There's just not much I could do. Like, you took E5 from me, man.
Last time I remind you of anything.
That's okay. I'm hoping you don't take the guy I want in the bats.
I'm definitely going to sift through now and try to find it.
Oh, there's one guy that just...
I'm going to take Daniel Murphy. No.
Yeah, that's who you should take.
Yeah, right.
I heard he's good at baseball.
Man. I'm trying to see who you want. Could be Springer, but I don't know if I really want to play him.
No, I wanted Springer, but I'm not gonna take him.
Freeman against Philly, that game might rain out. Oh, I want to take a Texas bat against Tillman the Wote. Or I could just take a Dodger bat. I don't know what I want to do. I keep trying to click on Freddie Freeman, and I can't do that. I've almost clicked him twice now. I keep going to click him, and then I can't. Oh, you know who I'm going to take? I almost forgot about this guy. Aaron Judge against a bullpen scrub.
Oh, that's solid. That's solid.
And then I think I'm going to enter Quintana roulette here.
The guy I want's in that game that you just picked.
You didn't want Judge? Oh, you want Dickerson. Yeah.
You want Dickerson.
Yeah. I'll take Judge over Dickerson, though.
All right. We're going to play some Home Run Derby. I'll let you battle it off here.
All right. Same rules as always?
Yep.
Yeah.
No Harper, no Votto, no Dickerson, Judge, E5, Stanton.
I got some good tweets about that. They liked it more.
Yeah, people like it. People like it.
Well, I need something to root for, so I'm going to take Jake Lamb.
Yeah, I really don't want him to homer, so I'm not going to veto it. It's become a thing, by the way. Like, the veto picks are better than the actual picks at this point.
Well, that's because we pick plays that we both like.
Yep. I'm going to go with I'm going to go with Beltre.
Okay.
And then... Oh, man. I'm going to go Ozuna.
Okay, good. I'm going to take Mookie Betts.
Nice pick. That's a veto.
Damn you. Damn you, son of a...
I can't think of a movie that's from.
It's actually How I Met Your Mother. the best, most famous of it.
I told you about the Father's Day shirt I bought, right?
Yeah.
Best
shirt
ever. Oh,
man, I can't believe it. I'll take Salvador Perez.
Perez, all right.
And then I will take... let's see if there's a BDP play of the day. I stopped looking. Let's see if there's a good one. you took Beltre. He has a good BDP play. Oh, this guy has massive BDP, and we kind of would like to spot him backing either way. I think I'm going to end up with him. But let me just scroll down the full list. it's sneaky, too. Holy Starling Marte BDP. Holy moly. But I'm still going to stick with Seth Smith.
Oh, I like that.
Yeah, massive BVP there, and it makes all the sense in the world.
I'm going to take a guy that might not even crack the lineup with my last pick.
I mean, it's better than your Bryce Harper pick.
Derek Fisher, baby.
Yeah. Did I veto yet?
No, you can veto that.
I'm going to veto Derek Fisher just because I know you really want him.
No, that's fine. Now I got to find somebody else, though.
That's fine. You know what? If you're going to take my pitchers against me and – I'm gonna take your favorite boy away from you.
Alright, well then I'm gonna take Chris Davis with a C.
Oh wow, you go from a triangle to chalk. Good job, Stevie.
Oh, Ozuna's chalk?
Miami's gonna be chalk, of course they are.
Not on a 15-20%. Not on a 15-game slate.
People have been rostering Miami successfully for days. People just keep clicking those names that keep working, man.
Alright. If you haven't checked out our sponsor, PlayDraft.com, make sure you guys check them out. You know, a lot of fun stuff coming up. A lot of football stuff. You know, speaking of football, are you doing coaching again for football this year?
I am doing coaching for football and for baseball. I had some people actually hit me up lately for coaching. But the next month is a really good time because, honestly, baseball's starting to wind down a little bit. Football's ramping up. You can kind of do two for one. So you can kind of get lessons on both at the same time. Just hit me up. Got a lot of open spots in the calendar, actually. A lot of my students ended their baseball, haven't bought their football yet. So now's a good time to hop in and get some lessons.
All right. One of your students is right there in the San Francisco final, right?
Yeah, San Francisco final. We've got three or four. I think it's four in FanDuel in Chicago. I'm actually going to go up and help the team out a little bit. Hopefully we can bring home some championships.
All right, there you go. So make sure you guys are checking that out. Hit them up on Twitter at the Siege DFS or on
DM me at Rotor Grinders is probably the easiest way to do
yeah,
it.
Yeah, that's what I was gonna say. We're message him on Rotor Grinders. So hey, it's gonna do it, man. Another week in the books. We'll be back on Monday. Good luck in your contest this weekend.
My NASCAR package and our daily marketplace is your one stop shop for fantasy information. $10 a week, talk about $150 a year, you gain access to cash and tournament.
My NASCAR package and our daily marketplace is your one stop shop.
Two live shows. $10 a week and much more.
Check out our marketplace today and start crushing daily tournament rankings. NASCAR projections, practice notes,
two live shows, live chat, and much more. Check out our marketplace today and start crushing daily fantasy NASCAR with my NASCAR package here at RotoGrinders.